Harry Ryan has written the feature article on White Hot Magazine about painter Amy Hill, who is currently showing at the Fortnight Institute on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Gary wrote the article, and you can go to whitehotmagazine.com. It's the feature, so log in and check it out. This is Noah Becker. I'm the publisher of White Hot Magazine. I'm an artist and a jazz musician, and I'm proud to present the following conversation between Gary and Amy. And thank you for tuning in. Check out our other episodes for some pretty epic content here. And I hope everyone in the art world is doing great.
Interview with Amy Hill. January 14th, 2023, talking about her show that is presently up at Fortnight Institute on East 3rd Street in New York City. So Amy, you just told me that what I had read before, the person just kind of mimicked what you said, and it didn't really give a take on it so much. I actually felt like it was off what she had written. And I'm kind of glad to hear that you felt a little bit that way too. So you were telling me that, well, first off, I said that I feel like these are much more connected to New England art, folk art, than to European art, and you agree.
But I used to do European, I used to be inspired by European art.
Yeah.
So this is kind of new for me.
Mm-hmm. But you've been doing this New Englandish thing for ever since I've known you.
Okay.
I think.
No, I was doing a lot of European Renaissance, inspired Northern Renaissance.
Okay.
And then I decided to, I was tired of it and just wanted to get a new inspiration, but I cannot shed my roots of Renaissance painting.
Got it. Okay.
And also, the folk artists looked at Renaissance painting as well, so it's still there.
Okay.
But also, the other thing I'm doing is just inventing on my own.
Yeah.
You know, there's no folk art painting with an elevator.
No. I'm gonna grab the sheet so I can talk about the titles. Looks like those kids are gonna be playing on that for a while.
They're gonna be in the recording.
Well, that's all right. So, tea, you said, comes from a bad New England folk art.
Anonymous
that you found on the internet.
Right.
And you said you only find bad art.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't take a good painting and copy it.
Okay.
You know, so many people do that, and it's so boring. I like to find something with flaws, like anatomical flaws, compositional flaws, and I'm always doing that even when I go to a museum. I'm thinking, how could I fix this? I'm a fixer.
You're going to love this. Do you know my friend Lisa Capone?
Yeah.
She was friends with Kim Kieber, who I know was your friend back in the day. She found a painting, a New England painting, of a Quaker lady, found it up in Connecticut, and clearly the lady is missing an eye. Yeah. And which is...
She added the eye?
Well, no, she hasn't.
She hasn't.
She hasn't done anything to the painting, but...
Right.
But if you had that painting, what would you do with it?
I would put the eye in right away. I think, if I go to a museum and something is wrong, I think I should get that painting, the breasts on the Madonnas are always too high.
Okay.
You know, I always want to put them in Photoshop.
That is so cool.
And lower them. Just put them in the right place. And it annoys me, you know.
Okay.
So in a way, this is like a therapy for me.
So you like to...
Fix.
fix things.
Yeah.
Which, you know, just yesterday I was reading something about Sally Mann. I saw a little video by Sally Mann where she is saying that in her, she only likes photographs where something is surprising or out of place or not quite right. There's something that makes that photograph, throws it into the realm of unusual.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't.
What I wonder about all the time is, in fixing everything and trying to make everything perfect, am I making it uninteresting? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I fight between being naive, which I am, a little naive, and being anatomically accurate. You know, have.
Now, when you say naive, you went to art school.
I studied graphic design.
Oh, okay. So
I really wasn't trained.
So you're a little bit of an outsider.
A little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But I kind of like naive painting, and I can't do it because it's not correct.
Okay.
And I fight between them. Like this one is a little naive, right?
No, so this one is...
The woman with the strange object.
Oh, young woman with strange object, yes.
But the background is all naive. You see how it's naive?
Yeah.
It's not, there's no perspective, it's just flat. And I like that.
Although, interestingly, this car almost like looks like it could be out of a... Oh, who's the guy who painted the boxers?
Bellamy?
Bellamy? Yeah, or yeah. Somebody, folk artist who has flat... But this is not flat.
No, but it's interesting because I stuck that on.
Okay. So the car, you stuck on the car.
I stuck on, but this is totally naive. I took it, I stole it from a bad painting. And then I put her on top. See, who knows where she is?
And she has this little Tesla thing in her hand.
And that is like another... You know,
this Tesla globe in her hand.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So, but I had to, you know, make her arms correct, make her hand correct. You know, it's a combination of, you know.
Now, I am noticing with her, especially with her, you know, she has a little bit of a bloated aspect.
Yeah.
And the other writer mentioned something about, you know, Botero. How do you feel about that? Are you comfortable with that? You like that?
I love Botero.
Okay.
But I don't want to have a personal style too much because I think it takes away from what's going on in the picture.
Okay.
You know, like Botero is all about Botero.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't matter what he paints, he's always going to be Botero.
Right.
And I want to like try to make social commentary like in the first one.
Right.
With the foods. You know, or the Zoom one.
Right.
You know, like there's a story going on.
Yes. And then this one, there's a city bike and a smart car, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's about contemporary life. I mean, I want to paint what I see, what I know. And I do like to make everything bloated. I like that.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because you're not bloated?
Maybe, yes.
Maybe, okay.
Yeah, because I think Botero is skinny. Is he?
Really?
I think he is. I don't
really?
Think
he's fat. Huh.
No, who am I thinking of? Blackman. There was an illustrator and he did these really big people and it turned out he was like a Giacometti figure.
Oh my gosh,
you know?
Okay,
so
wow.
Yeah, it is probably a need to... make something fat.
That is interesting.
It is.
I am so glad I'm talking to you. This is excellent.
Put that down.
Well, it's all here.
All right, but the other thing I don't like is brush strokes. You'll notice there's no visible brush strokes.
Now, why is that?
I can't do them.
You don't know how?
I don't know how.
Huh.
Yeah, like this all is based on my limitations.
So you paint feathery.
I paint glaze.
Okay.
There's no brush stroke. You just keep piling on paint. You wait for it to dry, then you put another layer. This is like 20 layers.
Okay, really?
And each one is
really?
Layer upon layer.
Okay.
Until it gets finished looking. Okay.
Now I see a little editing here because city bikes are blue, but this bike is green.
It didn't work. I made it blue and it didn't work.
Okay.
Otherwise, the leaves would have had to be blue.
Got it. Although you snuck in a little blue with the square, the architect square.
Little accent.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Madonna and Child here. Family breakfast.
Yeah, it was a really bad and anonymous painting of these three at a table with food. And the food inspired me, like, you know, what food do we eat today? There was like, they had bread, maybe milk,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's different today. We have gluten-free bread.
Hmm.
I like to, what do you call it? Update.
Update.
Yeah, I like to update everything.
Okay. And you even have a little product placement with the sun-made raisins.
Well, they could pay me for that. Yeah. I think I have more than one product placement.
Okay. Yes.
But I think it's fun to put products in Renaissance paintings.
Mm-hmm.
It's juxtaposition.
And it's interesting because he's cutting the cheese.
It was in the original painting.
But it's interesting how he's cutting cheese like nobody cuts cheese.
Well, that's what they... That's
pulling
what they
it use. Toward him. Yeah, like he's cutting an apple or something.
Yeah, or making a piece of sculpture.
Hmm.
But in the original painting, he was cutting cheese just like that.
No.
And she had the same thing with a bowl or something.
So let me ask you about the Zoom. The Zoom painting is Woman on Zoom. Okay. With the flowers behind us, kind of cool. Talk to me about this thing. Were you copying something here?
Yes, Woman with Book.
Woman with Book.
It was a bad painting because her head is in this weird position. Like, you know, I don't even think it's possible to turn around.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, what is today's book? It's a computer.
Okay, there you go.
And I was doing it during COVID,
mm-hmm.
when everybody was Zooming.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it would be good if maybe it was a narrative about her being separated from her children.
Oh, okay.
Those are her children.
Okay.
And she can't see them.
Now, let me ask you about... I'll tell you what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to find one of these that reminds me a bit of Edward Hopper, but I don't quite see one that does.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Because they're not Edward Hopper style at all. I don't see alienation in any of these. Quite the opposite, actually.
Really? I see a lot of it.
So is this alienated, though?
I think this is because... You have two figures that are not related.
So this one is two women on their phones. Oh, there you go. Two women on their phones who are indeed isolated from each other because they're on their phones.
Yes. Yes.
So this is perhaps a little Edward Hopper-esque.
You know what, the whole show, I used to paint without a light source.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole show has light source.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my Edward Hopper.
Okay.
You know, like the moon is creating the light.
Got it.
Because it's in the middle.
So somebody asked Edward Hopper one time what he was doing. He said, I'm painting the light on the side of a barn.
Yes, he
right?
did. Yeah. And because folk art is flat, there's no light. And I was getting tired of that.
Okay, good.
And so, this is the light source here.
Ah, and this one is Young Woman in Outdoor Elevator. Cool.
Right. And the light is coming from above.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the difference between side lighting, and also the light in this one is coming from the phones.
Oh, yes.
The phones give off light.
Yes.
There it is. The light is coming from the window. And then, here, this is all about light.
With the light coming through the trees, yes. Filtering through the leaves of the trees. This right. One is couple and kid.
Right.
And clearly everything's speckled right. With the light filtering through the leaves.
Right.
And, okay, cool. Now, is this also a, it's not a, also not a Madonna and Child?
No, this was from a naive painting, folk painting, and there were two people and a dog.
Okay.
So I turned the dog into a child.
Okay.
And this is a little bit more my invention, like I'm daring to be inventive, because I thought, well, what if I put them in Brooklyn? You know,
okay.
You know, this reminded me of Brooklyn, or I searched under Brooklyn for brownstones.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came upon a picture with a tree and speckles, so that all came together. A lot of it comes from the internet.
Okay. You know, now he's wearing the guy's wearing a Darth Vader t-shirt.
Well, that's because clothing is so boring nowadays. That the only interesting thing we wear is logos.
Okay, interesting. Know? All right.
You know, what else do we wear? That, you know, in the old days, if you had a nice dress, that would be the whole painting.
Now, in this painting, the same painting we're talking about, I'm noticing in not all the windows, but in some of the windows, there's definite total reflection
of the tree.
Of the trees in the windows.
Yeah. I copied it. I can't explain that. You know, this is the way it was in the original photo.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't invent a lot. I'm more like a collage artist.
You know, I was going to use that word.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like you're cutting things out of magazines
exactly.
And putting them together.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, talk to me about this one. This is... shopper.
Originally, I was going to have New York City as a theme.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking pictures of the East River because I live near the East River and mm-hmm. I walk down there a lot. So I took a picture of the skyline on the other side. And I think about shopping when I think about New York City.
Mm.
I don't even know where this came from.
Mm.
You know, I just made up the face.
But you have a lot of good logos sticking out here.
Well, I researched the stores.
Well, Barney's, wow. Club Monaco. Of course, Barney's is gone.
Right. I did this 3 years ago.
Saks Fifth Avenue.
Club Monaco.
Yep.
I don't even know if we have that. And she's not into the environment.
No.
She could have put all of it in one bag.
But ironically, although she's not into the environment, she's wearing earth tones.
You're right. And she likes the water.
And she's wearing earphones, but not Apple earphones.
And she's kind of like somebody I grew up with in New Jersey.
Hmm.
They were very, you know, materialistic.
Hmm.
Like, you know, you had to have the right bag, too.
Now, did your friend have one eye bigger than the other eye, or one eye open more? Or?
No.
Okay.
No, but everybody has two different eyes.
But this is so interesting, because clearly one eye is so different, but you're really drawn into that difference.
See, that's one of those things. Should I correct it?
No. I like it.
Does that makes it more interesting?
Totally.
Yeah.
Hmm. Now, it's interesting because the East River here almost looks more like the ocean. It's very choppy.
That's my inadequacy and limitation. But it does get choppy on a windy day.
Yeah, no.
You know.
Yeah. So I want to come back to this one where the girl is wearing the Taylor Swift t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And she's holding a skateboard that's very flowery. And this is really kind of interesting to me that... you were never part of skater culture.
No, not at all.
And you're not into Taylor Swift.
I put it on because I heard her on the radio and I thought, she's not that bad. And I needed something for the t-shirt.
Okay.
But also, it's interesting, I struggled the most with this painting.
Mm.
This is my biggest struggle.
Really? Why?
I couldn't get anything right. Huh. It started out as a totally different pose, and I kept changing it. And somebody brought up that it was nice that there's some nature in the painting because it's on the skateboard.
Yes.
You know, there's no nature.
Yeah, there's flowers, fish, a park, or the and the sun and clouds.
But otherwise, it's urban. You know?
Very urban.
It's urban, so that gives it nature. And that is New York City in the background,
Yeah. Now, it's interesting because the Taylor Swift character on the T-shirt is almost correct. A little bloated, but almost correct.
Yeah, I trace that.
I mean, she looks almost more real than the woman in the in the painting.
And the idea was that she's in an adult situation.
Yeah.
Like future presidents.
Okay, there you go.
You know, that's my original idea. Put a woman in a revolving door, a young girl, revolving door, make them in a corporate setting.
Hmm. Now, I'm noticing three of the people, two of the girls and this one dad over here with the Darth Vader shirt, they all have on Chuck Taylor sneakers, black Chuck Taylors, and then this woman has on Birkenstocks.
I call them Vans.
Okay, yeah.
Chuck Taylor, I never heard that.
These, the sneakers?
Yeah,
oh, are they Vans? They look like Chuck Taylors.
Oh, I don't know Chuck Taylor.
The kind of basic Converse sneaker you see people wear.
Converse, yeah. Well, yeah. I like them because they're fun to paint.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're my favorite sneaker.
Yeah.
I find them uncomfortable.
I almost wore a pair today. So, what do people miss about your work that you would like mentioned?
Well, they always say that I'm a surrealist.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I think that comes out of me not being able to paint that accurately.
Now, I would say this painting here, the two women on the phone, it has a little bit of the feel of Rousseau, right?
Yeah, I love Rousseau.
But yeah, so it's clearly a surrealist of a kind, right?
Plant. Yeah.
Well, and then the way that the dots in the one woman's dress are kind of reflected of the lights of the windows and the buildings, and I don't know, the space between them, it feels a little bit Rousseau-esque to me.
Great. I really love Rousseau. If I could do jungle paintings, I would do them, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to, that's why I'm being urban. I want to just get away from him and not indulge. Although the other reason I'm doing urban scenes is because I've been doing nature scenes for a long time.
Okay.
And I wanted to see if I can make it work.
Well, I think you made it work.
But I would prefer trees. You mm-hmm. know, you put a tree or a mountain in a picture, it's already beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's hard to make urban scenes beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I do worry about being beautiful, even though I also want to be funny and I say other things. I just also want to make beautiful paintings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I want to combine different styles of painting. I don't know if I do that a lot. You know, I think do you see like they are one style? Not one style, but.
Well, they feel connected, but I do see, like we've talked about some, the homages here and there to
yeah,
other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I want them to be consistent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we've said enough.
Yeah, are you happy?
I think so.
You can also call me if you want to.
Okay. Yeah, if there's something else that comes up and.
Yeah. Okay.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, good questions.
What are you working on these days?
What
are you going to be working on?
I'm going to be doing interiors.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
I've never done them.
Do you have commission for that, or just you're an adventure into the deep?
No, I don't take commissions anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no trouble.
Okay. Well, Amy, thank you so much.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to talk about your work with you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I always wanted to be in White Hot Magazine. Always.
Well, now you will be.
I had no idea you were a writer.
Oh, I am,
You always were a writer?
Yeah, yeah. Although I haven't been writing about art until recently, I always wanted to. I should have done it a long time ago.